is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Monty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG Atlantic, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. No, now I'm talking about get it.
What is today, man, Mr. Producer? It's Thursday, right? Today's Thursday? You sure? What a day. Thursday, 29th edition, September 29th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Listen, people, my apologies. I can be honest with you. I had a situation with my car. I didn't get in it soon enough. Yeah, that was my problem. If I'd have gotten it maybe an hour ago, then I'd have been fine. Now, listen. I got something coming up in the buzz, which is personal. We can deal with it quickly and get it out of the way. I got guests coming up for my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, so we got lots to talk about today. Of course, we got the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242 lined up for you? Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. I get into the buzz, like I said, by John Shoes in short order. But before I do all of that, I got to give you your mind-bending brain teaser. Uh-huh. All right? I want to make sure your mind's right when we get this conversation going in the afternoon. I don't want you all to be in a bad place or come from a bad place. So leave your work stress at work. Embrace your school run stress as it comes to you. And I'll help you get through it, you know? That's what I'm here to do. Maintain, sustain, and entertain. All right, so phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are wide open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel, you know, cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Got your brain teaser lined up for you. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. All right? And remember, you gotta use your brains on this one. All right? All right. Here we go. In 1990... a person is 15 years old. In 1995, that same person is 10 years old. How can this be? In 1990, a person is 15 years old. In 1995, that same person is 10 years old. How can this be? All right? Now it gets to Googling. Because you all like to Google, I can give you all something to Google. That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? And don't forget, man, as you text your answers in, powered by BTC, all right? You definitely got to check BTC out, all right? Get bumped up. Bundle fiber customers enjoy up to 3 times the speed increase for free, all right? That means you have the Extreme 100 Plus Talk 24/7 bundle, or the Extreme 100 TV Max bundle, or even the Extreme 150 Plus Talk 24/7 Plus TV Max bundle. Your internet speed just went to 300 MPBs. Nothing to do. Just keep doing you. All right? With BTC, they definitely hooking you up, man. And the speed bump is a good one. That's what I'm talking about. So get your brain teasers in. And now while you do that, go check out the headlines. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Fine Threads locations. Both Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street. And the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both those locations open for you Monday through Friday. Sorry, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, findthreads.com. Headlines today blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views at Madison's 1844. Government to pursue more options to fight crime. Why don't we just fight crime already? Why don't we take a bite out of it? Stop pontificating. Stop having meetings. Stop, you know? Now we can pursue more options. And why are you pursuing options? The criminals then pursuing their next move. And who they can knock off next? Listen, man, come on, man. You can't talk about this. We got to be about this, okay? Crime is definitely a scourge. And I understand that there's programs in place and operations in place by the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Chief of Police. And I commend them in their endeavors. However, Mr. Prime Minister, you can't stop talking about it. Got to be about it, show up and make a statement, what you could do, what we could do, what we are doing. Not that we could seek more options. Anyhow, man killed by police was no saint. Of course, we heard that play, that clip from his heartbroken mother play several times, you know, on the news here. Lots of opinion formulated today. Okay, no, not a leap year, not born on the 29th of February. Boom, there you go. Some of you are close, some of you are close. Somebody said a time machine, ah, Lord. Man killed by police was no saint, grandmother says. Story by Travis Cartwright Cowan. Eric Frith, 22, the man wanted for armed robbery and killed by police on Monday, was no saint. This is according to his grandmother, Alicia Williams. Williams told the Nassau Guardian that she has no illusions about who her grandson was and what he did. He was involved in a lot of armed robbery, so I've heard. After a video of an armed robbery went viral of him involved in a robbery, I found out that that is what he was involved in. I'm not painting a picture that my grandson was an innocent person. I understand he was involved in these armed robberies, and I saw it with my own two eyes. On Monday, police shot and killed Fritz at a residence in Gambell Heights off Blue Hill Road after they said he shot at them. Williams said she doesn't know what occurred, but if asking that if police were wearing body cameras, that it be made public. And I agree, if you're wearing the body cameras, ask what they're for, to protect the officers, to protect the citizens, and obviously to provide information post-incident. PM touts first-year achievements. Woo, Lord. I'll leave you all to formulate your own opinion on that. But y'all got to say about this administration's first-year achievements. You think they should be touted? All right, Naughty, you're right. That's all they do is talk and no action. Typical PRP, always pontificating. Naughty, the woman said the boy ain't no saint. Well, if he ain't no saint, how she think he would get killed? Live by the gun, die by the gun. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I appreciate that one. All right, that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. And feel free to chime in on them, because those are the major ones popping out. We'll slide out of the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And a big, big, big sale going on at John's, all right? Between now and October the 1st, I think it is, they got big things popping. Caller, I see you. We'll get to you right now. Let's go to the phone lines. John Shoes, big sale going on. Like I said, big, 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 big store-wide sale. All right? 25% off store-wide sale. All right? Over there at John's Careware. They also have a 25% off store-wide sale at John Shoes. The annual September store-wide sale is here, September 26th through October 1st. Shop at all John's locations, Rosetta Street and Carmichael, and save 25% off all regularly priced and already on sale items, including Crocs, fellas. And 10% off Timberland Pro boots, Timberland Pro clothing, and 15% off appliances. That's up to 75% off on shoes, bags, accessories, women's fashions, clothing, nursing scrubs, and more. So be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. 25% off store-wide sale going on right now until October 1st at John's. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Turn my earphones up, please, Mr. Producer. I can't hear Gardner. I only hear Gardner because he get a big voice, and I can hear him through the studio, but I don't know what's going on with you, like, 2-3 days in a row. What happened? You like Tua Tagovailoa there, Mr. Producer? You concussed? You punched drunk? I mean, because I can't hear you, making me think I'm going deaf. I think the Lord taking my hearing from me.
So now I
like my dog scratching my hand here, trying to figure out where my hearing gone. Anyway, what's going on, Gardner?
What are you saying, right? You know, the PM, right, you know, he's talking about crime, right, and the inner city and what he's doing in the inner city.
No, he's seeking more options on crime. That's what they're doing. They're looking for more options to fight crime.
Right. And then he speak about the economic issues, right, in the inner city, right? And then he speak about investment, so much X amount investing in the police force. You know, more officers, more defense force officers, some millions of dollars in buying vessels, defense force vessels, right? And then he speaks some about urban renewal. Hello?
I'm listening, Gardner, and letting you finish your point.
But I wonder what he thinks urban renewal is. You know, especially when it comes to economics and urban renewal. That's breaking down and building up buildings, residents. You understand me? Infrastructure.
Comes
like he out of touch with the inner city. You know, repairing a roof in the inner city is in.
But Gardner, I think there's a lot of talking going on with things because this administration has been caught up with the glitz and the glamour, the spotlight of the photo op moments that they've had early on. And I guess everything now is a photo op, but they get caught up in the moment. But at this stage of the game, we don't need to be talking about it. We need to be being about it, doing about it, because crime is just way out of control.
See, maybe too much of them grow up on the island. They don't know nothing about pushing them little house to the road, going from property to property, went back in the day. See, that's them same little house. You know, many of them is them same little house. That they stock out the front room must be 8x8. The bedroom the same 8x8. God help them if they 10x10. Come on, man. They need to go on East Street, Wolf Road. They even gotta go Bean Down and Grandstown. Just go Wolf Road and go to the south of Wolf Road. And all them road streets, them corners to the south of the road, they go out all east. Look through all of them and see them homes, man, and tell me how you can repair. You talk about urban renewal and repairing homes.
Yeah, some of those areas needed drastically right away.
Knock them down block by block, and them same condominiums what you see out west, them 2- and 3-story condominiums, we need to build them. And get the PPPs into them. That's what they need to do. You know,
yeah.
Bring some of them people who are them out west, and then them middle-class people and them rich people. Put them on the upper floor, put the poor people on the lower floor. Do something like that, man. Just, you know, do some real urban renewal. You know what I'm saying?
And they always have some in the States what I admired called Section 8, where they go into inner city communities and they rebuild the homes and they allow the homeowners to get, you know, rent and good rent, you know, for families. But at the end of the day, they make something, the government makes something back off it. And everybody wins in that.
The poor, man. These people that they believe poor people in the Bahamas stupid and don't have no information. This information age. They ain't like back in the day. You know, see, when people, some of these shows in the media, they don't want to hear the truth, so they cut you off.
I got to get to the break. That's why I can cut you now. It ain't got nothing to do with your points. You made good points, Gardner. But I do got to get to the break. But, yeah, good stuff as always. And Naughty, Gardner said the front room is 8x8. That's not a front room. That's a prison cell. I agree. That is microscopic. All right. We'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we got a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, man, it's been a minute. He's been doing big things abroad, blazing up Florida, South Florida in particular. Continuing the rap career that he started over here years ago. Blossomed over there. You know, the music is going well. Now he's a brand ambassador, an influencer, all kind of things. Every time I go to Florida, I got to go to Mama Lily's to get some food, man, because he got me big up on that. Talking to my good friend, Golden Child, on the break, on the flip side of the break. All right, going to get caught up with him, see what's going on with him. Glad to see him, my Bahamian brothers take 242 to the world. So we're going to catch up with him on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, September 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Link up with BTC.
Did you get the speed bump? All BTC subscribers with a bundle fiber connection receive the speed increase totally free and totally automatic. It's just another way of ensuring that we are delivering best value to our clients, keeping them on the leading edge of everything awesome. Link up with BTC to get your speed bump today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com to learn more.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
As the Thursday, September 29th edition continues right now. Yeah, be careful, you producer over there. Boy, when you can't hear, you'll hear too much. But now I'm officially deaf because you popped my eardrum on that one. Can you find a happy medium? I know you excited the Dolphins playing in a couple hours. Just calm yourself. Relax yourself. You're all coming to the Loser's Lounge tonight. You're all coming over tonight to have a cocktail. You're going all the way to Cincinnati, the third one. We can talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour, but right now, got to get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And you know the pumpkin is back at Dunkin', people. You got to check out the Dunkin' pumpkin. And this time of year, it always gets right, you know, with the pumpkin. All right? And get on in there and experience the flavors, like I say, at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location. And out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And like I said, the pumpkin is back, so you definitely want to check them out. All right, they got the Nutty Pumpkin Coffee going on, and they got the Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte happening. Definitely check them out. And like I said, more pumpkin flavors are coming for the season. Now, before I get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with my good brethren, Golden Child, got lots to talk about with him. Let's take this quick phone call. Get this out of the way. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on, Sparkalicious? What you got for me today?
Right there, just watching the hurricane, trying, you know, start moving in the hurricane all night, all this morning.
Boy, that was a blowing and a blowing.
Yeah, but instead of the president jumping into action right away.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry, even Rick DeSantis was popping off.
See, then you got money and you ain't got to borrow and beg. You could just get everybody, then turn the federal government on to start telling all the FEMA and all of them. Everybody done, he done promised everybody so much money. Everybody with a damaged house getting $37,000. Damaged car, damaged furniture. You could give them assistance to help them. See, the place got to rebuild. The damage area.
One of the worst hurricanes in the history of the state of Florida.
The thing is, she ain't come from the eastern time. She come from the west side. And going straight across the east. Now she going up to the Carolinas and going up through there.
I know. I mean, it's been a rough go for me. I got friends and family in Florida all along that stretch. And then up into North Carolina, you know, with all my years of doing comedy, North Carolina's got a hotbed for comedy clubs. So from top to bottom. I've been throughout Carolina, so I rooting for a lot of folks up there as well, too. And we got Bahamians up there, too.
Yeah, but my daughters in Orlando, with my two granddaughters, they're up there. And she told me, I didn't hear from her early this morning. I guess it was transmission problem at cellular downs and things like that. But I just talked to her just now before you pick up the phone, and she told me the apartment and everybody they live in, everything is okay. They didn't lose no power and thing. The internet went down for a while. It was a rough night last night. Very noisy and thing, but she said, when it hit Orlando, then it came in at a cap one.
For the most part, from most Bahamians I've seen in Florida, from South Florida all the way up to North Florida, thank God most everybody has gotten through it with no problems.
Yeah, she said it was very noisy. By the time it reached Orlando, it was down to Cat 1, but she said it was very noisy, a lot of rain, a lot of wind.
Right.
And so forth. So it left them, now it's going up. So.
But I appreciate.
We're still in the middle of the. We're still in the middle of the doggone hurricane season.
I'm thankful we didn't get Ian hitting us and brace us up, Sparky, because I don't think we could handle that. New Providence, Abaco, Freeport, anyone off our family on it. God forbid.
I tell people like it is. I think a lot of people just take these things light. I see people wouldn't even put up no get ready with no storm shutters, no nothing. They ain't got no hurricane wind. But see, like I keep emphasizing to people, especially in New Providence, if New Providence should get hit with a Cat 4 or Cat 5, the whole Bahamas in trouble. The entire Bahamas.
Yep.
Because this is the center of everything, medical, travel. Medical, banking, everything is in New Providence.
Very good point you made, Desmond.
The Bahamas will be like just wiped right out. We better pray that nothing come up the middle of New Providence.
Like I always say, no better time for us to do better, man. Appreciate you, Sparky. I got to get to my guest now, but I do appreciate you calling in as always. Good points, too. Well, like I said, got to take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. It's been a minute, man, but I've had him on numerous shows in the morning, busting off the music. It's a little late in the day now. I guess you're used to seeing me up after midday. But it's my pleasure to have, you know, Bahamian artist and entertainer and musician, you know, been doing it for a minute locally and abroad. Glad to have him in town and getting caught up, you know. Now hails from South Florida, doing big things for the last couple of years. Been from South Florida, man. Golden Child, what's good, man? Good to see you, man.
What's good, Naughty? What's
brought
good?
The whole beautiful family to see you. Good to see you. Boss lady, I ain't seen you in 100 years, but it's all good. Look like you've been sipping out the family in the youth.
Hey,
I ain't seen you in 100 years.
You know how it is, man.
And thank God you look like your mummy. Yes, indeed.
It's all good. I take that.
You know I gotta hit you with that.
I take
one.
That from the Bohemian King of Comedy. I take that.
What is good though? Tell me what's going on with you, man. I know and I see a lot of things. You know, we follow each other on social media,
yes,
and I
sir.
Love to see all my Bahamians abroad doing things, especially in South Florida.
Yep.
Always keep my eye out for you, for Drino, and a couple others who over there doing their thing. Like, all right, I got to make sure they're good and doing their thing. Well, what's going on? I've been keeping an eye on you now. I looked up. It's like, wow, 17, 18 years. You've been doing your thing over there.
I just was about to say, we came a long way from trying to feel it out and figure out what we was going to do. All I knew was, as a young kid, I was in love with the hip-hop culture. I ain't had no Bahamians that I could look and say, oh, let me see, let me follow them footsteps. So I just been trying to do it on my own, and you know what I mean?
You were one of the original crew, what I call hip-hop artists, that came through and kind of broke down the door and made the trail and blazed the trail for other artists. When you actually say, no, hold on, we hip-hop artists, we Bahamian, and y'all got to start listening to us, too.
Start listening to
us, disrespect to the rake and scraping, to the calypso and all of that, but, you know, we here. This is where we at, so.
Yeah, we doing it. Shout out to all of them. Like you said, it was the original crew, and you know what I mean? And we just was trying to figure out how we was going to make it work, and you know, some of us doing it now.
And I'm glad to see you doing your thing, because I always tell people, you know, if you're, Spike Lee has a saying, if you get to do what you love and get paid to do it, You win. So
man,
I like to see you win. I feel like I've won because I'm blessed to be able to do all that I do based off comedy and the spinoffs.
There you go.
And I'm glad to see you being able to do your thing over there. But let everybody know, outside of the music, over there in 18 years, you've become quite the entrepreneur. I mean, you're the face of what I call Bahamian Americans in South Florida. If you're in Miami, if you're in Lauderdale, if you're in Opa-locka, Hialeah, them kind of areas. And big up to the flea market. Why you let the flea market close, boy?
Boy, the flea market closed because, you know what I mean? We trying to get bigger and better. Man, we trying to bring another one over.
You didn't know how many Bahamians called me crying and moaning that day. We had a wake on the show for the flea market. Why you should go get the fade and call it from the flea market?
But every time I get homesick or something and I can't travel back, I'll just go to Walmart at like 11 or 12. And
the night
in, and I'd be like, yo, boy. And all I got to do is scream boy through the aisle. And all I hear is, yo, what are you saying?
I always thought that was me, like on the night before a flight. If we decided to change and somebody got a cash, I'll just go to Walmart and scream out like 12 in the night. Hey, my man, so oi,
some I,
yeah, that's cool. That's Bahamian, that oi,
yeah.
But, so you've been doing the music, and you've been affiliated now. I want you to name drop because you have worked with some, over the last 18, you have worked with some of the big names. In Florida music and South Florida music. You're doing big things now with steel drums.
Yep.
I've been following the projects, and listen, man, you know, when I play it in McCoy, you know, it's something, you know.
I appreciate that, man. So going all the way back, like, you know, my first solo album I put out, I was always one of them hustlers. So at that time, DJ Khaled was still on the radio. So I would go to the radio station, you know what I mean, before his shift and stay there.
That's when he was on EDR, right?
That's when he was on 99 Jams. I would stay there until the show was over. One night he happened to come out, and, you know, I just started rapping and telling him where he's from. He was like, you know what? I like your hustle. I said, do something for me for my album. So he actually did an intro and a skit on my album, and that kind of opened up a lot of doors.
Right.
And they was like, hold on, who this dude is? Who got Khaled on this? You know what I mean?
But if it's one person in this world who can get in to the club or to the door, to the studio, or late round, it's a Bahamian.
We got
out hustle you.
You already know.
We got out rate you, and we can get in.
We can get in. And it was like, I was trying to do them things that nobody was willing to do. And like I said, that opened up the doors, you know, from Khaled. And then we started working with Gorilla Tech. You know, I know they playing that new dun-dun-dun. That was originally Get Crunked Up by the Icons.
And we had them in the zoo back in the day. Graham brought them over, man.
You feel me? Produced by Gorilla Tech. He produced our album. He produced the brand new Steel Drums album that's coming out. McCleazy, who did the hook for Get Crunked Up.
Right.
He's on the album. He's on the new album. We got Mike Smith from Slip and Slide was on our album. Like
That's what I like about the music. One thing about you keep those names still going in South Florida. You still reach out and you still do your thing and you still collabo.
Yep.
When last you did anything with Trina? Trina still doing her thing over there?
Trina is still doing her thing.
She's still the queen of South Florida?
She can always be the queen. Shout out to Trina. She can always be the queen. And the good thing about her is she liked to touch the people. We just was at Super Cindy Day. She just had something and Trina was out there and, you know, it was a good vibe, you know?
That's good stuff, man. And I know you still got your connections, like I said, in the community over there.
Of course.
You got the Bahamian link. And we got a ton of Bahamians in South Florida.
Of course.
So outside of the music, what are some of the businesses now? You're entrepreneurial. Yep. Let them know, especially if you need clothing and a clothing line. Listen up, people.
You already know. So I've been in this industry for so long, and, you know, we got shows. I would want to get fresh to go do a show. I need a shirt made. I need a hat made. I need a this. I need a that. And it was like taking up too much of my time, or they wasn't getting back to me, or the quality wasn't what I wanted it to be. So me and my partner, shout out to my boy Rescue. You know what I mean? Shout out to my dog Rescue. We opened up this company called We Need Promo. We do t-shirts, hats, whatever you might need. You know what I mean? So holler at us and we got
is
you.
Is We Need Promo,
we
right?
We Need Promo. We Need
now,
Promo.
My Bahamian artists, especially the young and up-and-coming Bahamian artists, you definitely, if you don't follow Golden Child now, you need to follow him on all social media. Need to ask questions, all right? And you have to just say, we need promo.
We need, if you need that promo,
get your promo.
Us, you know? And if you come to foreign, if you come to Florida, I ain't saying this in a cocky way, but if you come to Florida, tap in with me. I trying to pass it forward and try to see if I could help you all out and navigate a little better than I had to. I had to figure it out. But now, you know what I mean? We figured it out a little bit, and I could, you know, we could help some of y'all artists, some people who trying to do whatever they trying to do, because that's what I all about. When I moved to the States, my name was Golden Child. When I got to the States, I changed my name to Golden Child Bahamas. Why? Because every flyer, every radio show, every time they talk about me, they got to say Bahamas with it. You see what I'm
right.
saying?
And that's, and
what,
that's promotion, too. And that, sure. that, that you know, makes you unique as
I
well.
I even put it on the chin, man, Naughty, man. We got Bahamas all that's over. That,
you giving on the Andre Ayton competition with this blinger right here, right?
We trying to, we work hard, you know. We work hard and collect some trophies along the way.
Now, how can folks stay in touch with you? And get caught up because I get into mother sick. That's Golden. Yeah, that's Golden Child from back in the day. Yeah, man.
Yo, at Steel Drums Music. I'm in a group now. At Steel Drums Music. At Golden Child Bahamas on everything. Follow me. You talk. I talk back. You know what I mean? Whatever you need or whatever I could do.
And if you want to network, if you're a young artist, this is definitely somebody you definitely want to network and build with. All right? Because a lot of things he's been through can help you speed up the process that you're going through right now, because he's at a certain stage of his career.
I took those a million no's, Naughty. I took those a million no's to get that yes.
To get that one big yes. So, you know, if you need to know, you know, some pointers on the hustle, on the industry, on how to market better, on how to put your press kit together better, so on and so forth, this is somebody that you don't find every day who's willing to sit down and build, because other artists, you know, they get busy and so on and so forth. But one thing I can say about Golden Child, he always got time, especially for Bahamians. So, with that being said, to all my 242 artists, I'll share all the links in the room, in the groups, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Definitely power links with Golden Child.
And Naughty, my boy wanted to holler at you. I told him we was going to be on with him. So, shout out to my dog, Rescue. Just say what up to the Bahamas.
Rescue, what's good, man? What's going on, man?
What up to the 242 blessings?
Hey, I can link you soon, man. I need some promo, so we're going to make it happen, man.
You already know. Yeah, man, that's my partner in rhyme right there, you know what I mean? That's my bro.
That's what I like. Every time I see you guys, you move as a unit, you move as a crew. From Steel Drums came out, y'all been doing it together, the promos, everything. And that's what I like. Teamwork make the dream work. And when you're working with somebody who you're comfy with, you can actually keep it real, so you get the best product out there.
We 14 years deep, you know what I mean?
Right, so I know he could tell you about your behind, and you can tell him about his behind, and everything cool. You down to La Carreta and have a cafecito and everything cool.
Hey, you know, it's not like they talk in my boy language.
Boy, look here. Mira, send me some arroz con pollo. That'll work, bro, right away. Start with frijoles negro.
you know what's beautiful is that black and brown always stay down, you know what I mean? And that's something that GC and I cultivate and harness. You know, it don't matter where you're from. We all got something in common. And I think he and I, like, represent that, you know, where we can come together. And although we were raised in two different ways, it's still unity. It's still something in common. And the music brings it together. So
big love
to everybody that's following. Big up.
Big up. Big up.
There you go. So make sure I follow him on Steel Drums Rescue. Good to talk to you, man. We talk soon, bro. Be safe. And like I say, FedEx me some frijoles negro and arroz con pollo, please.
Eso maduito, eso sofrito.
Eso también. Y un cafecito. Bustelo, por favor.
Aye, brother. Love.
All right. So, you know, there you go. But that's what I want. I think it's important that we got to recognize, because we got to get to the news. We got to wrap. But I appreciate you stopping by. But I think it's important that every Bahamian artist that knows and understands, look, I got this platform. It's not in the morning, but look, we got a platform. And whether you're a rapper, a singer, a model, a painter, a videographer, whatever you do, you're behaving and you got arts and you out there, especially if you're globalizing it, let us know so we could get you the platform here, especially when you're back home, so you can have the networks. And I expect more networks when you leave.
Of course.
Bahamian artists, link to mine, because now you got a link in foreign. Now you got a link in Florida.
Come over. I got the shows lined up. I got whatever you need. Let's just do it. Let's make it happen.
If I could verily say that's my link in South Florida, that's my link in South Florida right there.
For sure.
Trust me when I tell you. So if I need to do comedy over there, I need to move over there, I can get with Golden Child, I can get all the right links, get pointed in all the correct directions.
The Bahamas will fall if you leave, though. We can't do that, Naughty.
We need you over here. We can be in between our two places. What's your Facebook tag? We got some listeners.
Facebook is Golden Child Bahamas. Facebook, Golden Child Bahamas, everything. Golden Child Bahamas. You know how you are. Bahamas doubt, man.
There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate you, man. And most definitely, if you need more of the links and more of the information, just check back on the Talking Heads Facebook page. I'll have it posted there. And like I said, just good to see you, man. Glad to see everybody's doing well.
Love.
Sherry, you and the fam doing awesome. That's good stuff. And I can link you all next time because you and Rescue on me, arroz con pollo and frijol negro when I get there.
If you come to the States, we got you, whatever you need.
But you know, we really got to take me because I missed it the last time. Because you know, Khaled is my boy too, but I got to go check out Khaled restaurant.
You got to go, yeah, but finger licking, I ain't even in front. It off the chance.
Because you know, they used to mistake me and Khaled back in the day when we was both slim.
Oh,
no, mistake.
But compared to Khaled, you still slim, big dog.
Thank you.
And I got to say one thing before I go. It was a reason why I know I really did like you from the beginning because I you know, you was a cowboy fan, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
so
right,
the smartest people in the world is cowboy fans.
There you go, and that's a brave, smart man living in Florida with them Dolphins and a proud cowboy.
Great cowboy. You know?
Talk that, Mr. Producer. See, you got him, Mike, on that one, eh?
Yes, sir.
So you all go, you all petty betties. Anyhow, we get into the news, man, and then after the news, we talking sports right here on the Thursday edition of Talking Heads. Great to see you again, Golden Child, man, and everybody who chimed in so far in the first hour. Good stuff. We pick it up on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
Big love.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
For pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John! Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. They'll be put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hey, Bill, glad to see you back in the office.
Who?
Bill.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think you're mistaking me for someone else.
Tom.
Nope.
Jack.
No.
Alex.
No. Want me to just tell you?
Nope, I got this, George.
No, you don't. Still not me.
Adam.
Not even close, man.
We're like a coworker that didn't forget your name. CG Atlantic Agents and Brokers. Good like that.
Okay, good to see you, Mark Mike John Sean.
It's Mordecai.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, September 29th edition continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. And, of course, you know, I got a winner from the trivia. The correct answer was the person was born in B.C., 2005 B.C. You digress when you're born in B.C. You don't go up in age. You go back. You Google long, you Google wrong. We'll play it again tomorrow, and I'll double it up for you. Double Joker's Wild Party passes and double Dunkin' coupons because you didn't get it right today. I gotcha. All right. With that being said, let me get up into Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. The trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. So be sure to check them out. Don't forget Wednesday and Friday happy hours at Naughty Johnny's as well. All right. Don't forget that businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, coming at you right now. And on this day, September 29th, in 1951, the first network football game was televised by CBS TV in color. The game was between the University of California and the University of Pennsylvania. 1957, the New York Giants played their last game at the Polo Grounds. The next year, the Giants were in San Francisco, California. 1977, Ava Shane became the first woman to officiate a heavyweight title boxing match. About 70 million people watched Muhammad Ali defeat Ernie Shavers on NBC TV. 1986, Mary Lou Retton announced that she was quitting gymnastics. 1992, on this day, Magic Johnson announced that he was returning to professional basketball. The comeback ended the following November. Sports quote, "I'll always be number one to myself, Moses Malone." Of course, when you talk numbers with Moses Malone, you can never say Moses Malone without saying foe, foe, foe. And speaking of which, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide up in that to the home court, the local sports scene, the local sports news, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that King's Feast featuring that Greek Whopper. And it's available for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, Mr. Producer, we have Pearly zoomed in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the man needs no introduction, but we'll give him one anyway. You know? Hey, who that is whispering in the back there, man? Tell them they need to know their role. We about to give you an introduction, man. They ain't used to the show. All right. We've got the Dastardly Dodger, the Dingleberry Dolphin, Baker Lunatic coming at you right now. Give it up for Earl the Pearl.
Dingleberry Dolphin?
Yeah, I was running out of D's, man. I'm sorry. I got to work on it. I apologize. Dingleberry will work, though.
There's nothing wrong for refurbishing or, you know, going back to one original, but not Dingleberry. Like, goodness. The Dashing Dolphin.
How about the Doofus Dolphin?
The Debonair Dolphin.
But I can't lie to the people. Maybe you might be dashing because you dash some people down in your time, but debonair.
You know, you see me in that taxi the other day that I had me. I was debonair, but
it wasn't debonair. You look like mafia. That's what you look like. And it wasn't debonair. It was sharp, but it wasn't debonair. It was mafia.
I know it looked good. All I know is that it looked good. I know that. And I was told that by many people.
Okay. I think what we like most about you on this show is your humility.
Congratulations.
On what?
All right. Here comes the judge.
61. Man, yeah, that was nice, man. My mind ran on you last night. I said, thank God Pearly could go back to this Dodger game now and watch it in complete, you know, with complete attention.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool. As you know, even as a Dodger, you know, Dodgers hate the Yankees, hate the Giants. But even as a Dodger, it felt good to see that, you know, a milestone in baseball was achieved. And that was kind of cool to see because, you know, he really chased that.
I kind of like it because it was done the right way. I hate to take anything away from McGuire and Sosa and Bonds and all of them, but those guys kind of marred it for me. And they kind of tarnished it for me because I always think that no matter what, you will always have the fans of those players always say, well, you know, baseball was dirty in other areas and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And the pitches now have been discovered for doctoring the balls. And listen, at the end of the day, if you're gonna allow those guys to go to the Hall of Fame, then you got to put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
I agree. I still think he should have been in the Hall of Fame.
I think that the whole Pete Rose thing, Earl, as I'll say it, you know, he ticked off the wrong set of baseball purist media writers.
Yeah.
Some old school, some are passed on, some are young guys coming up, but they were old school reporters. And baseball is very serious. Baseball is still a very sandwich and beer after the game kind of vibe for reporters. You know what I mean? They will still follow a team, unlike how they follow football players, basketball players. It's the baseball beat. And those guys are a fraternity unto themselves.
Because you traveling with that team 80 games a year.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to put it out to our baseball listeners. Text us or call us and let us know. Do you think in 2022 should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame by God, by now? I think he's paid enough crime and enough penance for allegedly betting on baseball. How long has it been? 30 years?
It's been longer, but about that, yeah.
So, come on. If this was a prison sentence for like manslaughter, you'd be getting out about now. Or for armed robbery or something like that in the States, he'd be getting out after 30 years.
He should be really. That's really for Drew.
I mean, and he listen. Let me tell you something. Pete Rose wasn't just no chop liver player, you know. Pete Rose is a damn legend. I hate to say it like that. He's a legend.
Pissed me off enough times. Hurt my heart enough times.
I mean, when you have to look. In August 89, following an attempted lawsuit, Rose accepted a permanent ban from baseball. 1989, Earl.
I know.
Wow. That's 21, 31. That's like 31, 32 years almost, man. And I think Pete Rose, really for all the joy he brought to baseball, and to fans, that's how they're going to do Pete Rose after all this time? My God, they've shamed him enough. Huh?
Charlie Hustle. And he's done it at all levels, you know, as a player, as a coach, as a manager. You know, come on, man.
If you're a fan of baseball, Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
I think so. I agree. He should have been in the Hall of Fame 10 years ago.
Inevitably, you're going to see Bonds get in. You're inevitably going to see McGuire get in. At some point, they're going to get in. Why not Pete Rose? This right here.
If they put Bonds and McGuire in, Rose would definitely.
They got to put Rose in, and they got to put a couple other people that was right there on the borderline in too. Got to. Because, you can't talk about the history of baseball without talking about Pete Rose at some point in the Big Red Machine.
Yep, I agree.
And when you think about it, he left Cincinnati where he won multiple world titles, went to Philadelphia and won a World Series with them in 1980 against the Kansas City Royals.
That's right.
Yes, Tux, the Jose Canseco is another one that shouldn't get into the Hall of Fame, even though he was the first in the 40-40 club. Earl, let me ask you a question. Speaking of Cincinnati Reds, I got into it with Stat Boy day before yesterday. And we were talking about batting swings and all that, like great outfielders. And I told him, I said, listen, somebody who's very underrated, and he had stomach surgery later on after baseball, and he came back from it. But Eric Davis had some injuries and had some baseball, like intestinal issues that people found out when he was playing.
He made a diving catch, and I think bruised his kidney or his spleen or something. Right. Like that, and it
up against the wall, he made a play, and then another one was a diving one, and he had issues after that. It turned into colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and all of that, and that kind of derailed him because it's hard to play. But speak on it for a minute. When Eric Davis first came up with the Reds, was he not absolutely in the same breath with Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yes. Him, Darryl Strawberry, Ken Griffey Jr., all in the same breath.
Don't talk Darryl Strawberry now. Darryl Strawberry, to me, is one of the biggest wasted drug. Cocaine derailed two of the brightest talents I ever saw in my life in Dwight Gooden and Darryl Strawberry.
And Ray, in basketball.
Michael Sugar Ray Richardson.
Richardson, yeah.
Man.
He was drafted. They said they said Sugar Ray Richardson could have probably been better than Johnny. He just was drafted in the wrong city at the wrong time.
Listen,
the wrong era.
And you know the scary thing about it is? Michael Jordan don't never refute that comment. When it comes up around him, he will never like flat out say no. He'll skirt it.
Michael Ray Richardson was a ball player.
They tell me, you know, his story is legendary. I mean,
into drugs. He went into New York City, he had that fast life, and he couldn't handle that. If he had gone to San Antonio or Indiana, something like that, he'd probably been a great player because he wouldn't have had that exposure and all them people coming at you. And I mean, I'm making no excuses for him because you got to have a whole head, but some people just can't handle it. Like I said, we got to take mental health seriously.
But see, when you come. When you come from a city, when you come from the big city, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And you go back to that city, it's kind of hard. Look at Kenny Anderson. Remember Kenny Anderson was a legend for Georgia Tech at the point guard position, came in for the Nets with Derek Coleman. Kenny Anderson was a bad point guard. He was a bad guy. Look at him now. Battling alcohol, battling, you know, life. And he's a legend in New York. But the problem,
yes,
when you come off that court in New York or that ball field and you go back to the hood where you came, now you just get immersed into what you left. Those dudes been waiting on you to come back. Now you done had your run. Get in here and have a cocktail. Get in here. And before you know it, the hood eats
you
right back up.
Mecca of basketball. That's the Mecca of basketball.
They call it the Mecca. And if people... Go ahead.
One of my greatest experiences, one of my greatest basketball experiences is a couple of summers that I was able to spend nights, not one, not two, three, four, five different nights at Rucker's Park. My aunt lived right in apartments on off Harlem River Drive. So we just go down the road to Rucker's Park, and that was an experience.
Well,
I'm
speaking
you,
of that, I saw a separate... story the other day online, but apparently there's an apartment complex in Harlem, and I don't know if that's the one you're referring to, but apparently it was predominantly, you know, lived in and resided by Bahamians over the years, and they're trying to zone it out now, and Bahamians are in New York are trying to, because of the history and the worth.
Harlem. That's no. Where is my aunt lived? That's only, I think she was the only person Bahamian descent to live in.
So maybe that wasn't the same.
I think it's called Bahama House, if I'm correct.
Correct, that's what it is.
I think it's called Bahama House. Yeah, that's different. That's
and
different.
On a separate that, note, why wouldn't you look at saying, you know, okay, we have this building here in prestigious New York City, in Harlem, in historical Harlem, with so much history and culture tied to Bahamians, legendary Bahamians who've been through here, some who've, you know, returned home, some who've stayed over here and continued to do big things as a Bahamian in the United States. Why couldn't we, like, set up our tourism office close by or whatever to incorporate it and make sure the building doesn't get lost?
No, don't get it wrong now. Successive governments have supported it. Have supported it.
Okay, good. But that's news to me.
I think Minister Mitchell made some reference to it on a different venue at some point, but it has some tax issues.
Okay.
But they're trying to work it out. So
good. That's why you're my Svengali, man. Don't let me go wrong. But I don't think they should let that building go awry there, Pearly. I don't. That's a separate note.
That's probably for the
4 o'clock hour. But nonetheless, for any of the younger listeners who are wondering about Michael Sugar Ray Richardson, who Pearly and I are referring to, he's a former professional basketball player and head coach. He played college basketball for the Montana Grizzlies. He was the fourth overall pick in the 1978 NBA draft. He played in the NBA for 8 years with the New York Knicks, Golden State Warriors, and New Jersey Nets. He was a four-time NBA All-Star and led the league in steals in 3 seasons. He later became the head coach in the Continental Basketball Association and National Basketball League of Canada. He also had a huge career in Italy, where he was, a legend, okay? Let me just give you the rundown.
I think that's where he got a second chance and really excelled.
Right, and he married and had kids over there, and he was in movies and everything in Italy, so... Yeah, but if you look at him, he's well-decorated. NBA All-Star 4 times, NBA All-Defensive First Team 2 times, NBA Comeback Player of the Year 1985, 3-time leader, NBA Assist Leader, French Basketball Cup Champion 1998, FIBA European Cup Winners Cup Champion 1990, FIBA European Champs Cup Top Scorer 1990, LNB Pro A Champion in 95, two-time Italian Cup winner in 89 and 90, LBA All-Star, LBA Steelers leader, five-time LBA All-Star, Croatian Cup winner in 92. I mean, my God, two-time CBA champion as a coach, two-time NBL Canadian champion as a coach. I mean, look at this. You know, good for him for rebounding after, you know what I mean? All those trials and tribulations. Yeah, I think he's come full circle and done wonderful.
I think so too. That's wonderful. I like that. But he had to get out of the United States in order to, you know, to get that rebound.
Correct.
I'm glad he did that. Remember the story of him going off to Italy to play ball.
He now lives in Lawton, Oklahoma. 15. He has 11 grandchildren. He puts on a youth basketball clinic with Otis Birdsong, former New Jersey Net, his longtime friend and former teammate. He worked for a financial firm, and he and his wife, Kimberly, own a beauty salon. His son, Amir Richardson, is a professional soccer player in France.
Okay.
Richard was the subject of the TNT Network 2000 film, Whatever Happened to Michael Ray. It was narrated by Chris Rock, and if you get a chance to watch it, go ahead and watch it, and you will see why Pearlie and I talk so highly of Michael Sugar Ray Richardson, despite his off-court trials and tribulations, because the man was just a pure talent.
Baller.
If you want to draw up to meet a prototypical point guard, it was Michael Sugar Ray Richardson.
Yep.
Not big in stature, but he could rebound, he could play defense, he could shoot.
He was, what, 6'6", right?
He wasn't that tall, Earl. He wasn't that tall. And I'll get his height for you right now. But let me get his pro information. You were right, Earl. He was 6'5". He was 6'5". 6'5".
Okay.
6'5", 189. But nonetheless, man. 6'5", and that would, boy, in today's game, who would we say Michael Ray Richardson is comparable to in today's game? That's a good question.
Ja
ain't 6'5", though. That's why I didn't go there, because he ain't 6'5". But if Ja was a little taller, yes, I would most definitely say that. That's why I gravitate to Ja more, to AI, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
AI and Kobe Lovechild, you know, like it would be Ja Morant, but... there's somebody that reminds me of Sugar Ray Richardson, and I can't. Man, oh man, who is it in today's game that reminds me of Sugar Ray? Who got a little bit of Sugar Ray to him is Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy, a little more bulkier, a little.
He's bulkier, tougher, but as far as the rebounding and the defense
Ray was a little smoother.
Oh, Sugar Ray was definitely smooth. That's the name, Sugar. But boy, I tell you.
Yeah. Ooh, sweet.
Anyway.
Sweet. Oh, man.
I digress. We started off on the local scene, and we ended up on Michael Sugar Ray Richardson. See? Boy, when you're talking sports, you end up having fun. All right. So let's have a look at the local sports scene. What's going on locally? And then we can take the break, and on the flip side of the break, get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, because we got lots to talk about. Big game tonight, boy. Earl, I don't know, boy. I think it's gonna be a very entertaining game tonight, Earl. I really do. I think your theory about Cincinnati's offensive line being injured, Lyle Collins not playing, gonna allow your defensive front to wreak havoc, kind of like the Cowboys did a couple of weeks ago. And who beat him in the game of the season? Was it Pittsburgh? It was Pittsburgh who beat him.
I think they have an issues on their corners.
No, the corners are fine. The corners are okay. Here's the question what I got for you, though. And we can pick it up on the flip side of the break. What's going on with Tua? A lot of smoke and mirrors with Tua. Is he okay? Or are we keeping it cloaked and dagged?
He'll be playing tonight.
No, I understand if he'll be playing tonight, but is he okay? Because you know they go through the protocol
he's going to be in some pain, but it's going to be bearable pain that he can deal with it.
All right. Now, my thing tonight, Earl, I can be honest with you. Yes, you all got to put pressure on that Cincinnati front line and get to Burrow. But if Burrow has opportunity to throw the ball, you all have no Xavier Howard. Your safety's injured.
You got, we have no Xavier Howard.
I understand. I don't think he's playing tonight. He's game time decision.
Xavier Howard's playing tonight, but he's playing tonight.
Game time decision, Pearly.
He's going to play tonight.
Unless you talk to somebody out of an iron, I got to wait till 45 minutes before the game. But you say he's going to play tonight.
He can play tonight.
You just saying that because you want him to play? Like you trying to, like Mr. Christie, put it into the ethos of the universe?
No. I know he's game time decision, but I'm pretty sure he's going to play tonight.
All right, let's go to the...
It is a game time decision. Him and Tua game time decision.
I think this could be a trap game for you guys tonight, man. I'm not saying that you can't win it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm really not. But I'm wondering right now if you know, you left a lot...
We're not... Everybody looking at us to lose tonight, so what we got to lose?
Right.
To win a game.
I mean... A lot of people think this is a trap game for you guys. And not saying that y'all aren't going to be one of the better teams moving along in the season. Let's get it. Listen, I gotta pick up something when we finish with the caller. I saw something put out, the rankings for the NFL. How in God's name could Philadelphia and Buffalo be over the Miami Dolphins? Philadelphia may be debatable, but the Buffalo Bills, y'all just finished beat them. How in the heck are they in front of you?
ESPN has Miami as one and Philadelphia two. That's what see whoever that put that ranking. That's somebody. Who's that?
I don't know. Go find out. I'll check it in a minute. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What you saying, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Dino?
No, you say you can't call him Dino no more, man. You abolished that.
What's up, Pearly?
So what's going on there, Mystery Dolphin?
Hey, Xavier and Howard playing tonight, man.
How the two of y'all know? Y'all know y'all talking to somebody in higher leader that I don't know.
It was three of them that was a game-time decision.
Xavier and Howard, three. The offensive lineman, Armstead, and somebody else.
Right. So three of them are playing.
Okay, good.
Okay, and I'm going to make a believer to you again tonight. Chase versus Waddle versus...
Now, I'm going to give you a chance to go in right now and change your option and let you pick up Hill instead of Waddle. Because even though you're a Dolphin, I ain't going to let you put Waddle in that race with a pulled groin. He got groin issues. So I don't know if he's going to be your decoy tonight and Tyreek Hill going to be your big man.
No, Tyreek Hill's going to be the decoy.
Oh, okay. So you can go to the guy with the busted groin anyway.
All right. That's what everyone expected, him not to be receiving the ball. Because of that injury.
Now, I'm just saying, that kind of injury, though, you make that worse. And they don't sit him. That gets worse. Now you're putting a problem in your receiving core because that's a soft tissue injury that's going to take a while to heal.
Well, he's playing.
Well, that means all three. Waddle, Armstead, and Xavier Howard playing tonight. So that gives Miami more oomph on the road in Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati, you know, they come in and off that win. I think they're trying to get to 500. I think it's going to be an excellent game to watch tonight. I really don't think it's going to be a boring Thursday night. I think it's going to be exciting.
We just need to keep pressure on Burrow. That's all.
Well, I think you'll have an advantage there because Lyle Collins is out and they got some injuries on the legs and bangs and stuff. So it's a good possibility that, you know, Melvin Ingram does his thing again tonight.
Playoff game tonight.
That kind of environment.
Good game tonight.
Should be. Now, your Miami Heat down here at Bahama, man, you ain't going down and talk to Spurs. Well, no, Spurs stayed over because of brother's kids. You didn't go talk to Riley or whatever?
I was inundated with work this week. I couldn't go.
Because I going down to make sure your boy stuck around, man. You know what I mean? I was like, bam, you can't go nowhere, buddy.
You saw Jimmy?
No, I didn't see Butler.
Jimmy Butler looked like a real bum with his hair. With them locks up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna comment on it.
I saw it on television when he was doing the interview.
I saw it too, and I was like, nanny locks.
Yeah, that didn't look too good. He looked like
Jonathan, the man got millions.
Pearly, you know what? You Pearly and Mystery Dolphin, listen to me, man. If I had millions like him, I would probably have my hair all colored up like Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't care because I rich then. I don't care. Yeah, if I become a millionaire, I got a drag slipper somewhere, though. I got a drag slipper.
Hey, y'all have a good one, man.
You too, Mystery Dolphin. Enjoy your game tonight, man.
Take time, bro.
Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. And once we get to the break, on the flip side of the break, Pearly and I will be back. We'll talk some baseball real quick. We'll check out our picks for tonight. And, of course, the last 10 going home today. You know, we got some more, you know. Anyway, let's go to the break, because I don't know what's going on, man. Apparently, I believe when spirit behind the control board, that way the speaker going up, the headphone going down, the phone lighting up with nobody on it. That sounds like Poltergeist to you, right?
Let's go to the break. That's all right, go to the break. It's the Mappers.
Yeah, let's go. In October around the corner. Jesus, let's go to the break, man.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's me, your left breast. Things have been a bit different lately. I know you've noticed. You should get us checked out. Changes in the characteristics of your breasts can be a sign of breast cancer. But if detected early, breast cancer can be treated. So what do you think? Let's get checked.
If you wish to place an ad or have information that can assist in highlighting the importance of more awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. Remember, early detection for your protection. Breast cancer awareness is not just a month.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Link up with BTC.
Did you get the speed bump? All BTC subscribers with a bundled fiber connection receive the speed increase totally free and totally automatic. It's just another way of ensuring that we are delivering best value to our clients, keeping them on the leading edge. Awesome. Awesome. Link up with BTC to get your speed bump today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com to learn more.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family died at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee hummus run on Duncan.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, September 29th edition continues right now with the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, Tropical Gyros, you know, you got the Mackie and Rosetta Street location, but don't forget they got it as well, too, all right, at the R&D Plaza. Coming real soon to you. Oh, it's all good. All right, Purdy, let's get up into who we like tonight, because we got a couple of minutes, but, you know, the final 10 of the show today got a very in-depth breakdown of goals. Dolphins game, courtesy of your two favorites, Shannon Sharpe and, of course, Skip Bayless.
Everybody think my Dolphins can lose.
Anyway,
we can shock the world, and we can beat them by 10.
Skip. You want to bet me some Mountain Dew, Skip? Skip.
When you bring my Dunkin' Donuts, I gonna bet you.
Hey.
Until that time, I ain't betting.
Tell me I don't sound like Shannon, though. Skip. Skip, hold on. The thing is, Skip, LeBron James is the GOAT, Skip. I don't know. I admire Shannon Sharpe because I'm like, you ain't supposed to make millions as tight-tongued as you are in broadcasting. You just Skip.
Yeah, but he's one of the greatest tight ends
he was an awesome tight end, a great tight end. And guess what? I like how he broadcasts because he keeps Skip Bayless in check. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I could somehow pilot that show to get through it simply because Shannon makes it palatable. I watch Stephen A. Smith in the morning. You know it's like Michael Irvin and a couple others.
Stephen A. Smith is my man.
Stephen is one anyway.
Me, Stephen A.
Listen, on a douchebag level, I respect Stephen A., okay? Because I have similar qualities in some areas.
I got a big smile on my face today. Naughty, I am in a good mood. I got a big smile on my face today. I'm not letting you say anything that's going to upset me today. Nothing you can say that upset.
But I can't. But you know Stephen A. is not better than Max Kellerman, though. You know that, right?
I'm not going to argue with you today. I'm not getting in an argument. Nothing you can say to get me to argue with you today. Not today.
Boy, you didn't even fall for the Max bait. Is that Peter chiming in? How do we know it's Peter? Because he sounds like he's clubbing a baby seal on the shoreline of Antarctica.
You know me, I'm an outdoorsman.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. I understand we have a battle of the animals tonight.
Yeah.
Dolphins versus Bengals.
We were talking prior to the break, and we got a few minutes now before the break. And you know, the final 10 tonight, we got Shannon and Skip breaking it down. So we got about 8 minutes to work with, but I know you'll chime in tomorrow for the picks as well, Peter. But real quick, give us your opinion on the Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals tonight.
Boy, it's going to be a fun watch. I'll tell you why. The Dolphins have a running game, but it's getting better. It's just not where they wanted to go right now. But the running game is the foundation of their offense. Play action, and it hasn't been going yet. Doesn't mean it won't get going. But tonight it could get going because the Bengals linebackers are average, if you really want to be generous. They're just not very good. So tonight could be when you see the full Dolphin offense, when you know the pass attack, and that's fine. But you got the pound the rock, hold on to the football, possession, all of that. I mean, the Dolphins offense isn't supposed to be throwing, 30. That's not what it's supposed to be. Run the football. And against this Bengal defense, it could happen. Now, if it doesn't happen, then they're real quail because you're like, they're not, linebackers aren't really good at all. D line's okay in the run game. So, on the other side is if the Bengals don't show out tonight, that's not because of the Dolphins defense is fantastic, but if they don't show out, it's like, well, we're heading to week five and you guys really haven't, you know, been really fantastic yet. So it's tough. Miami's hot. They're 3-0, and the Bengals are the exact opposite right now. Their mojo is completely opposite of the Dolphins right now. The Bengals wish to where the real Dolphins are right now and had like a good feeling in the locker room, but they just don't have it. But they could start it tonight. Now, with the Dolphins, it's a very winnable game. They have another winnable game next week against the Jets. So they could very easily be 5-0. But the Jets game, if the Dolphins win tonight, the Jets game kind of becomes a trap game. Because you're like, well, the Jets...
I said it was a trap game. I said they just got a trap game written on it for the Dolphins tonight for sure. Purdy, what's your take? So who you like to win tonight, Peter? Who you like to win tonight?
Boy, after Tua last week, it's hard to go against them. I was leaning Bengals up until today. I'm going to go with the Dolphins, and the reason is this. The Dolphins haven't given me a reason to doubt them. They haven't. So until I have a reason, I can't say, well, you know, they have this, they have that. They don't have any deficiencies right now besides the run game, which is exactly the weakness of the Bengals defense. So, we got to go with the, unless, you know, like half the Dolphins roster catches COVID between now and kickoff, you got to go with the Dolphins. The Bengals, man, they're bad. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen the Super Bowl. Do y'all remember a Super Bowl, post-Super Bowl letdown as bad as this from a team like the NFL?
Go ahead, Freddie. I think that the rumors of the hangover, Super Bowl hangover of Cincinnati are greatly exaggerated. Go ahead, Purdy.
I think in talking about Miami's run game, I think Miami run game is not where it wants to be, but it's still effective. And it's keeping defenses honest enough for Waddle and Hill to get open and for Gesicki to be open underneath. I think the linebacking core is going to get exploited by the tight ends of Miami tonight, and it's going to cause those safeties to help. And Waddle and Hill, again, is going to take them to the house. Miami's going to be... If my only concern is... I have Burrow as a quarterback for one of my fantasy teams, and I want the brother to put up some points. So my heart is saying, kick his butt, but my pocket is saying, hey, put up points, but I need to win that money. So,
But Earl, you're going to be okay, but, because I think Cincinnati's going to be... So you'll get both. You'll get the fantasy points.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All exactly. Right. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, you guys.
I think that's going to happen. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I think you're going to see, I think because Cincinnati has a weak run defense, I think you're going to see Edmonds and more. I can never pronounce the name, Morissette or whatever. It's going to burst some holes in them, and it's going to really open up the game for Hill and Waddle. And with Waddle having a groin injury, he's not going to have to be as aggressive as if it is that. I think it'll be all right. I think Miami will be 4-0, but I think we'll walk through the Jets, and I think then I'll be concerned.
All right, well, I can't lie. I came on the beginning of the week, and I gave credit where it was due to the Miami Dolphins. I still said they're the best team in football right now. I would rank them over the Eagles, and I most definitely rank them over the Buffalo Bills, who they just beat. All right? I'll give them that credit. All right? Mike McDaniel is the catalyst to this. McDaniel is the reason the Dolphins are 3-0. All right? He is the wonderkin coach that they paid for. All right, but at the end of the day, he's opened up Tua and let Tua play a little loose and opened up the play style, which is good. But like I said, when you look at that victory against Buffalo, there was extenuating circumstances. All right, the ball bounced a certain couple of ways for the Miami Dolphins, and it played into their hands. And Buffalo had a lot of injuries, but injuries are part of sports, and you can't take nothing away from the victory. Miami won, but the ball did bounce a little funny in that game. All right. Now, I think Cincinnati, despite, right? I agree, Purdy, that's football. But I say now, Peter, your theory of Cincinnati being hungover, I think, no, they awakened from the hangover last week. I think they've gotten themselves together. I think they're trying desperately to right the ship to get back to 500. Because obviously they see there's other competition in the AFC. It's not going to be a cakewalk back to the Super Bowl for them. And I think barring them trying to get back on track, this is a trap game for Miami tonight. Despite, you know, the offensive line issues with Cincinnati, I think those three receivers are ready to go. Earl, you talking about Burrow? I think Burrow puts up some points tonight for you. All right? And I was leaning toward Miami earlier. Honest to God, I was. But after y'all two came on here and met with the Dolphins, I was like, you know what? Somebody got to go against the Dolphins. Somebody got a robe at Cincinnati. So why not this guy? So I will say,
I agree.
I say,
Why not?
I say it turns into a trout game tonight. I say it turns into a trout game tonight. It's a shootout. It's a good scoring game. And I like the Cincinnati Bengals to get it on a McPherson field goal in overtime. 30-27, Cincinnati over Miami.
What you do for reading?
I think if
you just finished saying Stephen A. Smith is one of your favorites, what he's do every day?
I think
okay.
I think touche.
They call it touche in France. Correct.
With the games that are going to get interesting, I think if we get to the third quarter and the Bengals have a lead, like a 10 or 14 point lead, and the Dolphins, you know, they're kicking field goals, not getting touchdowns. I think that's when you get concerned, because the Dolphins' defensive line is pretty good, and they spent a lot of money in the offseason to fix the roster. They got Tyreek Hill, of course, and you're like, okay, you bought in some depth, okay, but like you said, Naughty, it was a rough game last week, 100 and a million degrees, so. And last week for them was what, 4 or 5 days ago?
Right. It's a short week, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know. And to your point, they have to play Buffalo again. And it's not going to be walking on the sun in game two. It's going to be very different. And
winter will be coming, and they will be fighting White Walkers and dragons and the Ice King, because they freeze in Buffalo.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be Marv Levy and you know, all that coming out, you know. So, yeah, I mean, a win is a win. But understand, it's not going to be like those conditions in December and definitely not in the playoffs. It's just not going to happen. If Miami needs 150-degree weather to beat Buffalo, then, boy, start praying now.
Well, you guys, both of you got the Dolphins. I got the Bengals. We'll see how it goes tomorrow when we read.
No. I'm going to text you during the game.
Purdy will text me too if Dolphins go up. But we got the final 10. Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp coming up. They're going to break down the big game tonight. Their take on the Bengals and the Dolphins and who they got winning tonight. Peter going with the Dolphins. Purdy going with the Dolphins. I'm going with the Bengals. Super producer Kermit going with the Dolphins as well. So we pretty much know how it is on our side. We'll hear from Shannon and Skip on the flip side of the break. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. Good stuff. Want to big up Golden Child for being my guest in the first hour. And for Purdy and for Peter chiming in the second hour, making it happen, man. You guys be good. Enjoy your game. And we'll see you tomorrow, Bahamas. Let's go, Cincinnati. Make me look good.
Number one.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Burrow and the 1-2 Bengals are a 3.5-point favorite, according to Fox Bet Sportsbook, going into tonight's game against Tua and those undefeated Dolphins. Shannon, who wins and why?
Skip, I'm going to take the Dolphins. I've been very impressed with what I've seen for Tua. The offense has been open. They're giving them playmakers, added Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle was there last year, coming off an outstanding rookie season. And he's picked right up where he's left off his rookie season. We know what Tyreek brings. I like Gesicki. They got a second tight end. They can run the ball. I think they're going to need to run it a little better. They have Mostert and Edmonds, but I think they need to run it just a tad better. That defense is better than people give it credit for. And one of the best signings that has gone unnoticed is Melvin Ingram. South Carolina kid, mm-hmm. And he's been unbelievable. As a matter of fact, he was just voted, if I'm not mistaken, AFC Defensive Player of the Month. Couple of sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovery, got a pick six for a touchdown. He's played really, really well, Skip. And Joe Burrow's taken a lot of hits, Skip. 15 sacks in three games already, tied for most in the NFL. 29 hits taken, second most in the NFL. And he had, I mean, it's kind of hard to pick up where you left off last year when you find yourself picking yourself up off the ground. What we thought is that that revamped offensive line, and they spent a lot of money on that. They got Karras from New England.
Yep.
They got one of the guys from, I think, Marpet got they him did. From yep. Tampa. Mm-hmm. And they signed Lyle Collins and free agency from the Cowboys. Skip, they've been bad. They've been bad. And I thought they were going to be better than what they were. And so I'm gonna take the Bengals in a close game. Mm. I think Tua does a great job. He'll do a great job of getting the ball to his playmakers, and that's what he can do. He's been getting the ball to his playmakers. They've been making plays. So I'm gonna take the Dolphins in a close game tonight.
And you will be wrong about that.
No, you just want Tua. You just want Burrow because that's your guy. You hitched your wagon to him.
Tua used to be your guy. Then you jumped completely off the bandwagon. Like now you got one toe up on the bandwagon.
I still like
right?
Tua. They did a great job, Skip, because what did they do? They went back and gave him what he had at Alabama. Mm. When you got Judy and you got Ruggs and you got Waddle and you got Devontae Smith and you got all these guys, Najee Harris, and you got these guys running, hey, just get it to your guys and let them make plays for you, Tua.
Dolphins are extremely overrated. If you look hard at what has happened, they took advantage of Mac Jones and company in Miami in game one because they just destroyed Mac Jones. And I will give you that, but I don't think New England is very good, as we just spoke of in the previous topic. They needed a miracle to come back on your Ravens. A miracle. It took a miracle. I still don't know
how they did that.
They did it.
Okay.
But they were dead and buried in that game. Am I right? Because they're down three touchdowns.
Tua said they wrote him off, but yep. He didn't write back.
Oh, I don't think he said that. I think he borrowed that from Geno.
I did.
And maybe he should have borrowed that from Geno. I thought they were extremely fortunate to survive Buffalo because they got absolutely dominated by Buffalo, and they won.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at the numbers on Monday morning, and I said, how did this happen?
Yeah.
I don't know, except that that quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, he didn't make the key play, but Tua did.
Yeah, see?
Made you counted it. One key throw to Waddle down the middle on third and forever.
Third and 22.
Third and 22. He made a throw that basically won the football game. But then they tried to give it back. They had the butt punt. They said, here, Josh, you can have it. We don't deserve it. We're really not that good. We're very overrated. Josh, the game is yours. And Josh can't hack it. And then he dumps one to his little running back who can't get out of bounds.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they can't clock it, and they wind up not having a long-distance field goal to win.
You counted two out. Yeah. I counted him in.
You counted him in? So you're back on the Tua bandwagon, says Shannon Sharp.
Skip, this is more. It's hard to say that there's a more talented skill set of guys.
I'll give you that. except the one you're going to see on the other side tonight. Because is Jamar Chase still a Bengal?
Yeah.
I think he is. Is T. Higgins still there?
I don't know. He had that concussion the first game. I think he missed the second game. I don't know what. I didn't really watch this game last week.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting if he's back at how Boyd played big, had played Tyler big Boyd. For him.
Okay. And Hayden Hurst is the new tight end.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I like him. Is Joe Mixon still there? Yeah, he's still there. Is Samaje Perine still there? Yep.
Let me ask you a question.
There.
They still got a Williams blocking?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lyle Collins still blocking?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Karras still blocking?
Yep.
Marpet still blocking? Okay.
Who is the most sacked quarterback by far last year in the
Joe
regular
Burrow.
Season and in the postseason?
Joe Burrow.
It wasn't even close.
Yes.
It was 51 times in the
Joey
regular
B.
and 19 times. It was way more than anybody else in the postseason. Guess who almost won the Super Bowl? The Bengals.
And why didn't they win
it? Almost won it.
Why didn't they win it? Because Von Miller and Leonard Floyd and 99 started eating.
They started eating.
And this was the thing, Skip. You said they redid that offensive line. I can't tell.
Give them time. Maybe tonight they come
Joe Burrow
together.
Joe Burrow, I ain't got no time. Yeah, when y'all get time, I'm picking myself up off the ground.
He's like, I'm knocking on wood for him. It feels like he's indestructible, even though he had the knee injury. But last year, he was indestructible.
They lost to Georgia Southern, that Nebraska.
No.
They've lost damn near all their games.
Yeah, they still got talent on it, too.
All right, gentlemen.
We
That's
got
a topic for another segment. Tonight's meeting between Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa is their first as pros. Of course, so many comparisons between these two because Joe went first and Tua went fifth in that same draft. All right, Skip, get ready. I have a feeling you're going to have a lot to say about this next topic. Mike McCarthy, do you think he deserves more credit?
No.
That's coming up next.